Hey, good afternoon, Durango High School Marching Band, and welcome to Grand Junction for the 2017 CBA Western Regional. My name is Clay Stansberry. I'm up in the box with you at the 47-yard line on side two. I'll be evaluating your show in the area of music general effect. All right, looking forward to the show. Here we go, Turning the Tables. Okay. Very nice beginning, nice coordination. The table and the rotations. Okay, I get it. This is going musically, it's developing. Okay, nice coordination with the front ensemble to the visual stuff that's going on. Yeah, so I would say that as you turn around and we make this initial statement, standing still, to make this really an impact and kind of in your face, make it a bigger moment, really breathe, and I would say just go full out, and then maybe as you start to move forward that you drop it down and start crescendoing up. Some kind of shaping could create some more interest and intrigue at that point and development. Front ensemble, you're going to have to insist in that as well. The speakers are pointed up here. I really appreciate it, but let's make sure that they're not too hot. Okay. Just a quick note, you know, splitting the band like that, having different people on different sides in the same section, i.e. the tubas, is a little bit difficult, okay? Yeah, I generally like to try and keep those tubas together at all times. When they're playing next to each other, they're going to provide more sound that way. Da-da-da-da! Match. Oh, come on, trumpets. Feed out of the sound. Yeah, separate your upper and lower body, right? You don't want that shaking. We want characteristic tone quality up here. And this is just another little thought, just kind of random. For that table there, you have that person that's kind of towing it around. Maybe just a quick idea is to maybe put her in all red. Oh, I missed something. Somebody took off their shako, not their helmet. Their shako did something. I missed it. I'm sorry. Also, drumline, when you have your little featurette there, maybe we could create some more interest through dynamics, phrasing. Together. Okay, make sure same length of notes as you come into that climax moment. Okay, so for an oboe, a better way to mic that is right in the middle of the instrument. Kind of in the key area. Nice vibrato. We watch those releases. wheels are turning. Colors, that is. Cool. Visually, I get it. Okay. Oh, what's that? Timing issues, guys. Oh, come on. We gotta release together. We gotta watch that and be clear on where exactly you want to release. That was a good one. That's good. Okay. Also, at the end of that phrase, you could crescendo to that release. Okay. Good coordination with the brass being backfilled and the woodwinds being front. And their little feature. Be ready for that attack, brass. Appreciate that decrescendo. It's unexpected. And then moving into this, I wonder if there's a way we could make that even bigger, backfill and then front field. I don't know, something there. Roll into it, something like that. Watch those attacks. Okay, so yeah, pacing has been pretty good. The concept is clear. I think there's places that we can definitely be maximizing the impact of climaxes through crescendos to the releases. Also making sure that we release together, okay, attack together, release together. So yeah, moving over to the effectiveness of the performers, we've got to achieve at our highest level possible. Attacks and releases, playing together, several little timing issues that we could take care of. Okay, nice. Do it at the end. Make sure we tune it, though. Oh, support to the end. Okay, that ending was a little confusing to me. If we're going to, I don't know, it seemed like the drum majors were conducting silence for like three or four bars there. I would just have whenever they end that, just do a cutoff and have the drum major put their arms down, and so everybody knows when to clap. Is kind of confusing. They didn't understand. The audience didn't understand that the show was over. Okay. So, so clarify a few things like we talked about. But the next steps, I think, are the artistry element of the effectiveness of performers, and that's just being, you know, really solid musicians on our instrument. We're not holding over on releases. We're attacking together and really working to the highest level. Okay. All right, guys, hopefully I've given you some things to think about. Thank you for your performance today, and good luck.